Call it the Edward Snowden effect. Since his leaks about the National Security Agency, government information and data is a little more hush-hush. OpenTheGovernment.org is a coalition of 80 organizations. Together, they have looked at national security letters, open records requests, and backlogs to assess government secrecy. Patrice McDermott is executive director of the coalition, and she tells us how Snowden's revelations are changing how they assess secrecy in the government.
It's a hand grenade that was thrown in the room. It overturned, it upset everything we thought we knew about what the government was doing in terms of its authority under the USA Patriot Act and then under the FISA Act amendments of 2011, I think they were. But, you know, we thought the letter of the law was fairly clear, and the DOJ was putting out regular reports about what they were doing with national security letters and what they were doing in terms of what U.S. persons, which means citizens and legal residents, what they were doing about collecting information on those people. And, you know, now we know it was a matter of they were parsing their words very, very, very carefully. And we feel it was a sort of shell game or a nothing to see here, look over there. And it's been enormously upsetting. I mean, the hints were there that there were problems and that the things were not really what they seemed. Certainly, Senator Wyden and Senator Udall had tried to indicate this. But these numbers just they threw a window open or they blew the roof off what we thought we knew.
So when anyone is trying to assess how open the government is it even possible to do so with accuracy?
No. And, you know, last year we did our introductory section was about we were quoting Don Rumsfeld. And we don't know the size of secrecy in the government. And we don't really know the size of openness in government. It tends to be anecdotal because it's hard to know and to track in any one agency how much more information they're putting up that they didn't have to put up, that they weren't, you know, requested under FOIA, and what they're doing proactively. And it's hard to track the sorts of wonky changes in policy that happen. And it's also hard to know how secret the government is because a lot of numbers, even that the Information Security Oversight Office collects, they can't publish them because they're classified. They're classified numbers about classified numbers. We don't know the size of the behemoth, and it's very hard to get your arms wrapped around. One of the things that we, you know, we had an estimate of how many people had security clearances a few years ago. It was something like 2.5 million, and we've now discovered it's more like 5. Just keep amazing us and throwing everything into disarray.
We're speaking with Patrice McDermott, Executive Director of OpenTheGovernment.org. So with that big caveat, I do want to ask you about what you're seeing outside of the intelligence arena. First of all, with Freedom of Information Act requests, open records requests, you note that they went up slightly. Backlogs decreased by 14%.
Right.
So agencies are making progress on that front.
Yeah, they are. They are. And part of that is because they put the ones with the biggest problems particularly put a lot of resources behind that. And, you know, we know that there's still significant backlogs, including in many agencies, and we do know that agencies are not meeting their 20-day requirement to, you know, tell people, here's your information or here's why we can't give it to you. Most agencies don't meet that. So, you know, there's this gradual buildup of things back there, but they are making progress, and I think they are trying to put the resources. We think that part of it is they don't have the technology to easily do this, and they also have not put into place, I think, some of the requirements of the 2007 amendments to the FOIA that said they should have a public liaison, and a lot of agencies technically have that, but the idea behind that was that you would have somebody who could work with requesters and help them, in the initial request, figure out the hurdles, figure out, you know, where they should be sending their request, serve as a liaison to the FOIA officers, and maybe help with the liaison to the program offices, because it's not just up to the FOIA offices, and the problem doesn't entirely lie there. A lot of it lies in program offices who have to give the information to the FOIA offices for review to be released or withheld. So there's lots of possibilities for roadblocks and obstacles and, you know, delays.
And when you look at government secrecy overall, what trends are you seeing since you began issuing this report card of sorts in 2004? I mean, have things stayed the same and or gone up, gone down anywhere?
The number of new classification decisions has varied over time. I think the use of FOIA has increased pretty regularly, and some of our numbers are not comparable over long periods of time, because at one point, a couple big agencies, were counting what are called Privacy Act requests about yourself as FOIA requests, and really, really skewed the numbers, because VA and Social Security were doing this. Despite what a lot of people say, I think in a lot of areas there have been real efforts toward and some changes in the openness of the government, certainly since the Bush administration. The decision of the president to, you know, decide to release what our nuclear stockpile was and our nuclear defense posture and the intelligence budget. And this year they released, you know, the entire military and intelligence community budget at the aggregate level, a very, very aggregate level. These are really important steps forward. So I think there's some hope that we will continue to make some progress.
And in your report, you do offer some specific ideas or recommendations for agencies. We've got just a couple of minutes. Can you tell me what the most important one is?
Well, I think, you know, for right now and for the ability of the American public to understand the laws that they're living under is for us the big idea 5, which is provide public access to secret interpretations of law, is fundamental, and we actually are
secret interpretations of law. What do you mean by that?
The FISA court opinions. The FISA court is acting not just as a. They're not just reviewing warrants that are submitted to them and saying yes, you can do this. 90% of the time, they say yes, you can do this. More than 90%, or no, you cannot, or you have to fix this warrant. You know, to tap somebody's phone or to take in their email, to take in their internet records, that sort of thing. What they're doing is actually, we didn't know this, we're issuing opinions that really significantly change the interpretation of what agencies could do. So the Patriot Act says that the Department of Justice, FBI, and Department of Justice and FBI, not the NSA, could get tangible records from particular persons where there was a real link, a nexus to an agent of a foreign power or some terrorist activity. But that was completely blown out the window by the FISA court opinions that allowed bulk collections, the things that we're seeing that allow them to go and collect, even if it's just the metadata, and I think every time we get a Snowden release, that is put into question, that they could collect the emails of all Americans, or the telephone records of all Americans. Maybe they can't read the content, but they have them. And this is not what the law says. It's not the letter of the law. It's not what we thought we were operating under. And these opinions they're not just judges, you know, issuing warrants or approving them. They're changing how agencies are allowed to act, and they're changing it in secret, with no public debate and no ability of Congress to talk about it. that secret law, the law under the OLC opinions under the Bush administration about the torture memos, that secret law saying that it was okay to do this, even though it was counter to our international agreements and our own laws, they have a significant impact on how the law affects, you know, the American public and, you know, people elsewhere in the world as well, but particularly the American public. And we don't know what they're doing, and we don't know what they're saying, and so we don't know what the agencies have been told they can do, even when it's counter to the letter of a statute.
That's Patrice McDermott, the executive director of OpenTheGovernment.org.